Well, look at this. A snake in the birdhouse.
Well, a corgi, actually.
Hey, boys.
Snake.
How are we doing?
Hi there. Doing very well. How are you?
Are you guys doing cocaine in honor of Sam Williams?
No.
Okay. Sure am.
All right. I mean, it's worth it. Okay, would you do...
No.
Would...
You know what it is.
Would you do four lines of cocaine in order for Sam Williams to be set free?
I mean...
No.
Can we split it up between the crew?
Are we guaranteed our heart won't explode?
Yes.
Done.
Yeah. He's good for the rest of the season.
Sweet, I'm in. Like now? When are we doing this?
You guys gonna have...
Right before church.
Okay.
You're singing him so loud.
Yeah.
Oh! All right. Okay. If you could fly anywhere in the world for free, but you have to sit on a... Okay, this is dumb, but I'm going to alter it. But you have to sit on, he says, a fat, naked guy's lap every time, would you? Why can't it just be a fat guy? Why does he have to be nude? It would suck either way.
No, the nude would be worse.
Well, yeah, it would. But what I'm saying is, would you even do it? If it's just a fat guy, you have to sit on his lap, but you can fly anywhere in the country for free, or in the world for
free. Well,
that could
be comfortable. That could be soft and kind of like a big sofa. The thing with the nudity is your skin would stick to him.
A big sofa.
You know?
I wouldn't do it.
Such an uncomfortable flight.
Anywhere in the world.
And then...
But think... Okay, so you're thinking, for seven hours, I'm going somewhere exotic, which may make for a 12 or 13 hour flight. Now imagine you sitting on a dude's lap.
His hot breath would be on your neck.
Yeah.
The whole... Yeah, I'm out.
Any turbulence makes it twice as uncomfortable. Right.
Or how about this? He goes to sleep, you know? He takes a little nappy, and he's got a little... What are you doing with your hand?
That would be... It'd never make it past his fupa. Like, you have to realize that that would cover...
All right, how about
there?
I position you to where his fat is pushed up.
Okay, see, now this is different. Because,
it's up by the chest, and that way when he does fall asleep and start snoring, and you just get that little...
That little poke?
Little touch.
Oh, my gosh. Step back, I feel a little poke. I'm not even sitting on a lady's lap.
To go anywhere in the world.
No, what an uncomfortable flight that would be.
It would
be
horrible.
Like a hot chicken.
You know what? Going to sleep.
Here's the worst part is that if you did make it to your destination, you wouldn't have any fun because all you'd be thinking about is the flight back. I don't care if she's hot. Sitting on anyone's lap. Anyone. Think about what a beating it is. Have you ever had your kid on a plane and sitting, like him sitting on your lap?
Fair.
Like a 2-year-old.
And now you're a grown person sitting on a grown person's lap. When was the last time you sat on someone's lap?
Santa. So when I was young.
See?
Yeah.
Things have changed in lap sitting now.
I mean, I don't really lap sit. I got to be honest.
You don't. Nobody lap sits anymore. No. All right. This is for Matt. As into beer as you are, have you ever considered studying, which wouldn't take much, to become a
Cicerone,
sommelier, a beer sommelier.
Yeah, I'm level one, so.
You are.
Hmm?
What does that mean? Is that the lowest level?
Yeah, it's easy.
How many levels does it get to now?
I think there's four, if I recall correctly. So level two is more into the equipment and the actual process and all that type of thing. And it costs a chunk of change more. Level one is anybody who's really into beer that has served beer is probably, you could take the test and pass it. It's basically beer certification.
Would you want to go any higher? Is that would that be cool in retirement?
I think it would be cool. So,
Cicerone, that's kind of a cool name.
Yeah, too. Cicerone is maybe so. You can't really do much with it. You'd be probably better off going through like the BJCP, which would be the beer judging certification program, so that you could be a certified beer judger at a variety of GABF or whatever around the country. So
listen to these. Initials.
And he's throwing them out like he could say anything and we'd believe him because we have no idea.
This is the Great American Beer Festival.
He knows so much
about beer.
All right, this is a Sam Williams question. If you're a cop and happen to be a Cowboys fan and you pull over Dak for speeding and you find drugs and a gun, do you look the other way or give him a warning or what?
Yes, I look the other way. Are you kidding me? I just take him and be like, thanks, dude. Walk off. I'm not arresting Dak.
You're literally wearing a Dallas Cowboys hat right now.
Yeah, so wrong person to ask.
I mean, what am I finding?
You find You pull him over for speeding, mm-hmm. and you find,
I mean,
you find a decent amount of drugs and an illegal weapon.
As soon as you walk up, and the tinted window goes down, and you see Dak's face, he could have a big puff of smoke come out of there, and you'll go, oh, all right, just slow it down, bro.
All right, has that ever...
Having a little fun here.
Or how many times has that happened? We heard stories about, like, Roy Tarpley in the middle of the night. Like, has it happened a ton since the Cowboys became a thing?
Yes.
I think so. I would think so.
Every season?
Speeding is probably the main thing.
You think every season there's a Cowboy that is let go?
Yes. For going,
I think it
like
happens multiple times.
95 in a 60 or something. They get pulled over. They realize it's a Cowboy.
And maybe not necessarily Dak, but maybe...
It's got to be a high-level guy because most of those guys, you think of the, like the last
dude,
25 guys on the roster are still kind of anonymous.
But if you hand them a license...
Think about the stuff we knew about Zeke.
Doesn't say Dallas Cowboys on the
no,
license.
No, it's the name. No, you'll know the name. I don't care how low level it
well,
is.
You
if
may
CJ
not.
Goodwin gets pulled
you're,
over.
You're not going to know John Stevens.
Right.
You're not.
They're, he's they're like, I'm a Cowboy. No, you're not.
Until he has on a Cowboy shirt while he's driving.
Right.
And he lets you know that he's a Dallas Cowboy.
I mean, how hard would it be if you're a diehard Cowboy fan, you pull a Cowboy over, and he just happens to be, oh, where'd these tickets come from? Did you?
Yeah, what are these?
And you're not even trying to bribe the guy. Hey, man, they're here. I was going to give them to a buddy.
Right. You always have a pair of tickets sitting on your passenger seat. Always. That's genius.
Or a Dallas Cowboys helmet? Like, what? Is that a helmet?
Or he pulls you over and you're wearing the helmet. What is this? Huh?
Full uniform like they do in those commercials.
Right.
Everywhere they go, it's full uniform.
It's on the game, wore it in the game on Sunday, but I mean, I don't need it
if
you need it.
That's the only thing you hear coming out of his radio.
The Go Cowboys.
What is this guy doing?
Just on a loop.
What's this guy's deal?
Oh, man.
You think Zeke's ever done that? Ever gotten let go?
You think?
Well, and he's been stopped a couple of times, right? That we know of, he's been stopped. So they're probably double the instances to where he's been let go.
Think of the stuff we knew that was publicly reported.
And that's why they continue to do it, because they get away with that stuff all the time.
It's the tip of the iceberg, man.
If you know you can go 85, as soon as you get pulled over, the cop's going to recognize you and go, you're going to continue to do it.
Yeah.
Until that one guy says, nope, have to give you a ticket. Uh-oh, what's that smell? Let me search your car. And you're going, huh, what?
Yeah. That's not mine.
Let me get Jerry on the phone.
Jerry Jones?
Yeah. Or you're on the phone with Jerry, like in between getting pulled over, you have him on speakerphone, like,
Come on, FaceTime.
Hey,
Jerry.
Hey, looky here. Let's talk to you.
I mean, think about how they show him in the suite how many people are in there that we have no idea who those people are. Probably cops.
Boy, here's a tough one. Would you rather every Dallas sports team win their league this year?
Yes.
Or Monty gets his leg back?
I mean, he seems to do good without it. What?
Got him. See ya, Monty.
What a jerk.
He's doing fine.
Every Dallas sports team?
Yeah. You get a four-peat.
I think he'd be cool with that.
I'm Team Monty.
That's the way baseball go.
That's a lot of celebration.
What do we get if they take the other leg, too? Is that like a run of 10 straight championships for all the teams?
Would he take that?
Would you sacrifice that for Monty?
So 40 titles in the next decade.
Then it loses its specialness and it gets boring.
40.
I don't want him to lose his leg to get more titles.
But what if then he turns into Oscar Pistorius and becomes the fastest man on the planet?
And murders his
lover
or whatever it was?
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
I don't either.
I'd have to ask him what he would want, and then I would vote for that.
I'm going to say I'm Team Monty.
I am too.
So
let's just
give him another leg while Matt over there wants to celebrate championships.
He's becoming a Cicerone over the championship.
Mr. Cicerone.
The Rangers win the World Series, but from the first game of the playoffs until the final out of the World Series. So essentially that's, what, a month? And change?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
During that time, you have to make your wife believe that you hate her and you want a divorce.
Well, that's mean.
Well, you're getting a World Series out of it, so it's cutting a guy's leg off.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Done it before, so.
Let's go, Rangers!
It's only a month.
It's not a big deal.
Because
and you're not
going
to be able to
me.
Get divorced.
Like, what am I doing?
You're like, I hate you. Shut up. She's like, what do you want for dinner? F you. I hate you. We're getting divorced. Every sentence is that. You're just sitting there on the couch. You won't even look at her for one month.
I may not make it to work the next day after
one day.
How long would it take? Four or five of those. Where she,
if you did that for a month, though, how long would it take to pull her back out of that horrible mental despair that you have now placed her in?
But how would you even sleep at night? You have to sleep with one eye open.
And for in my situation, she doesn't even know that the Rangers exist. So, baseball? Like, when I told her at the end, like, right at the last pitch, like, I was just joking the whole time.
I love you.
She's like, you did this for an effing World Series? Joke. Yeah.
Yeah, she cut me.
That's a lot of f***ing baseball.
I think she'd understand.
But she's not understanding for the month that you're telling her how much you hate her.
I love the Rangers before her.
Okay, Monty is responding. He says, in that scenario, he'll take a Tom Dempsey club foot and leave the stars out of it. So he'll take three. But he wants But he wants the Tom Dempsey club foot.
Then done. Fair.
Oh, no!
I vote for that.
But leave the stars out of it. Sorry, stars.
Yeah.
I want you guys to win a cup. Maybe I'm not Team Monty.
Man.
Maybe we do have four championships now.
If you got 15 hours to spend $100 million, so you basically have sun up to sundown, you know, give or take, and you can't buy houses, land, or invest the money, could you spend it?
$100
million?
No. Yeah.
That's too much money.
Let's buy a yacht.
Couldn't you go to Vegas?
$100 million? You couldn't spend that much.
Easily you could.
Yeah, you could. They would take $1 million bet at Vegas. You don't have to buy it. You can just bet it.
Yeah, you do $101 million bets.
And then you win. And then now you have this money.
You don't have to spend the rest in 15 hours, do you? Whatever your winnings are.
You have to spend $100 million. That's Brewster's millions, right?
Yeah, it is.
How difficult was it for him?
What did
he have?
In that
movie.
Like, was his a million and...
Was it 30 million?
In 30 days
or something
like that?
A million a day or something like that, yeah.
A bajillion dollars.
That's, I need to revisit that movie.
No, you probably don't.
It seems extreme.
You think it's terrible?
I have my suspicions that it is, but in my mind, I feel that it was a good movie.
Would it come out like
$100 million? Yeah. That's a lot. If you just want to invest in a, like, you can't invest in a sports team or anything like that.
I forgot about winning if you bet. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, just make the $100 million bets. Well, what if you win 50 of them? You have $100 million again.
Yeah.
I mean, do you get to keep that?
Well, I just saw that Jerry's going to redo the suites. And it's going to cost $120 million. What if you just hand in the check? You like, here, take it.
And then you get a suite for life, you and however many people you want that you never have to pay for.
Yeah.
Because you can't, after 15 hours, the money goes away anyway. That's not a bad idea.
$100 million?
Actually, you know what? All the beer, all the food, tickets for life to a suite, and here's the money you need. Here's $100 million. I bet he'd go for that.
And you got to fly me in.
Of course he'd go for it.
Right.
Because it's not worth $100 million.
No, it's not, but nothing is.
Like all the concerts, everything they ever do out there. Okay, I'd be in for that. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
I'm willing to try.
I can bring my own beer.
If someone wants to give me $100 million.
Right.
I'm in.
Let's see. This is another one for Monty. Would you make out with Monty Stump for 5 minutes once a day for a year for an instant deposit of $2 million into your bank account?
Done.
Absolutely.
100%.
I would whatever they want.
I'd touch tongues with them. I mean, what? Are you kidding me? For $2 million immediately?
Yeah. Right.
What wouldn't I do?
You can eliminate the stump thing.
It's easy.
Yeah. I'll sit on his lap.
Do whatever he wanted.
Whatever. Yeah. Donovan, could you go 1 year without listening to music for $5 million? Not one song. Now, you can't set like grocery store music, stuff like that, but intentional listening.
Yes.
I could do that for anything.
I don't know about anything. But I could do it for music.
Yeah.
Because I have so many songs in my head that I don't need the music to sing them and walk around. Matt knows this.
Could you be master of your own domain for 1 year? Meaning...
And that's all you can do?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm married.
Easy.
No, you can't do that. You can't do any of that.
Oh, you can't. Even yourself?
No.
For a year?
Yeah.
Sure. That's dangerous.
How? Dangerous.
You have to let it out.
For what?
Prostate health.
So stupid.
You are ridiculous.
It's true.
Well, you're, how about so the celibate people? The celibate people just have messed up prostates?
Yes. Why do you think it happens at night in dreams? Because if you don't, your body has to release it.
It
yes,
used to.
Science.
Yeah, when was the last time that happened to you in a dream?
Would it start to happen though again?
Like, yes, it would. Your body would be like, we have to.
Ew.
Yeah, I don't want that. I don't want any of it, man.